Exactly what I thought the game would be. I tried not to talk too much about the pitch in the build-up to the game. I didn't want it to get in their heads or our heads. But it is a massive, massive advantage. Anybody who doesn't think it is, any fan who doesn't think it is, has never played on them, and I've played on both. And they've managed to master this. Their home form over the last 18 months has been exceptional. And that proves that a lot of teams come here and can't handle it. And we had to do a job today, and the job was to try and win the game, which we tried, but we did struggle at times on the pitch, but we made sure we saw our jobs through. Their set pieces are dangerous, and we've got a replay now that's not a foregone conclusion by any stretch, but it gives us a slightly better chance to get into the next round.
Pitch aside, they've got good players who used it well, and they look very quick on the break.
Yep, that's, you know, they can travel on this pitch. You know, Rory Deacon can travel. Eastman made a lot of runs from deep, and you know, they've got a lot of threats. They're a good team. It's you know, I know it's there's a couple of leagues gap between the teams, but you still have to do your jobs. We saw that in the last round against Curzon. Our remit was to try and make sure we're in the hat by hook or by crook. And yeah, we weren't brilliant. We didn't play fluent, but you know, I was worried about the pitch before the game. The boys have mastered a professional performance to get us in the hat, and gives us a chance of getting through if we can turn it on in the replay.
Was that what it was about this afternoon? Beyond the fluency, just doing a job.
Yeah, we had to. These, like I say, I don't want to keep going on about the pitch, but it is a factor. These pitches, you have to know how to play it. They've got a way of playing that suits the pitch, and they break on you quick. They get at you, and we some at times struggle to get our game going on it. But they're very good at set pieces. We had to see them through. They challenged us on them, and we've given ourselves a chance, a slightly better chance than we perhaps had in this game. But we've got to go and see that job through now. We can't think that it's a foregone. They'll come with nothing to lose. But we can all look forward to Monday night, knowing that when that draw's made, that we're still in with a chance of playing in the next round.
Before we look at Monday night, should you have had a penalty?
My initial response and their bench's response was absolutely yes. I've watched it back, and I'm still absolutely sure it was a penalty. Barry Fuller gets taken out. He gets wrong side of their defender, so their defender's already behind him. And the way he goes down tells you that he's had his calves taken away from him. The refs claim that he got the ball, but it doesn't really matter. If you get the ball after you've taken a lad out, it's a penalty anywhere on the pitch. I think anywhere on the pitch, the ref gives that as a free kick, but he didn't have the conviction to do it with 4 minutes to go in a cup tie.
Great support today.
Yeah, it's not far from to travel, is it? I knew it would be, you know, and it was a nice, it's a good friendly atmosphere, good carnival atmosphere. And listen, they've put us to the sword today, and some teams would have gone under there. And while some people will go home saying, oh, we didn't play well, we've done a decent performance to make sure we're in the hat for the next round, and we've now got to go and see that job through.
Wish list for the hat?
Oh, I've tried that last time and we didn't get anywhere near it. We got a potential banana skin. I'm just happy that 7 o'clock I can watch the draw and have an interest in it.